Hello, thin lady.
Hello, fat lady.
How are you?
Sensational, Niecy.
And what are we going to talk about today, do you think?
We are going to come up with some solutions to those little problems in life, those misadventures that you have, whether right. it be on a plane, whether it be shopping.
And bargains, where you can get your bargains from.
Best type of bargains. I'm always looking for help, Niecy, to try and get a little more organised. Apart yes. from installing you in my cupboard, is there another way?
There is, and we will have tips on how to store your Tupperware.
It's gripping stuff, listeners.
A podcast featuring Denise Drysdale and Jessica Rowe. One fat lady and one thin lady.
Hello, thin lady.
Hello, fat lady. I love you, Niecy.
I miss you.
Oh, I miss you terribly. I see you and I just go, woohoo.
I know, and I do a woohoo inside.
Oh.
I really do.
And I got another hug, so that was a bit of a treat.
Yes, I'm getting better.
But I was trying, you didn't linger though. I noticed this time. I was giving you the hug and I'm still holding and you're like, that's enough.
Maybe I could go to hypnosis about it and do well like you did with that snake on the show, remember?
Yeah, that's right.
Have we talked about that?
We have, but yeah. But I don't know if you really want to be hugged. Do you?
No, probably not. Too many germs.
Because, yes, you just never know. No, but I'm not germy. I always make
I know. And you've had a birthday since we've, and that's all good.
Oh, well, you've already made me feel so special. I've got chocolate strawberries, a beautiful pot that I can put my plant in. That
either a plant or put your makeup muck.
Oh, it's too pretty to put my makeup in.
And have you had a good time since I saw you last?
I've had a wonderful time. You know what, Niecy? So many people have been coming up to me face-to-face and also on Instagram chatting about the podcast, and I think we should give a few shout-outs.
I'm really...
Would you like to do
yes,
that?
Yes, I'd like... Will we talk about the lady that can't travel on the train yes. anymore?
Now, this is a fantastic woman, Erin. Erin Craven, we love you to bits. She said that... how she gets around is by the train.
Yep.
She can't listen to us on the train anymore because guess why?
She laughs.
She laughs.
And she's loud.
I don't think she's that loud. I think she laughs, smiles and makes some interesting facial expressions.
So do we.
Yes.
But then I think Erin's got a mission in life to spread the podcast around. Go on the train. Don't let it take you away from what you want to do. Play the podcast, give somebody a little earbud to listen and just explain to them how they can get it and then they can all have a laugh on the train.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Spread the love.
Yeah, and the laughs and the earbuds things.
Yeah, because you don't realise sometimes your facial expressions. I was listening to us, Niecy, earlier this week. I was flying down to Canberra and I had a little bit of time to kill at the airport. So I thought, I'm missing Niecy. I'm going to listen to our podcast. So I was listening to you and I was laughing out loud, raising my eyebrows.
Did you have earbuds in? Since?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, that's why.
I had all of that. And you do weird things with your face that you don't realise.
Not only facial, you know the people that watch a comedy on a plane and they've got those ear things and they laugh. I get a good laugh out of that, listening to them laugh, because I don't think there's anything better than not children's laughter, because champagne cork popping is better than children's laughter. But when you hear people laugh, it's just fantastic. I love it.
It is. It is infectious. I'm going to pick you up, though, on the champagne cork popping. If it's a French champagne, that's probably better than a kid's laugh. But I think the cheaper champagne is not as good as sound.
No, and what about they've started to put plastic stoppers in the bottles for some of the champagne?
Oh, what?
It's not the same. I don't buy those because I love the popping.
Have you ever almost lost an eye or something with a champagne cork?
Oh, no, but I did set off a fire alarm once.
How did you manage that?
I was up to do a show with Bob Down
mm-hmm.
at the Opera House and I had Ollie with me and my darling friend Michael Shepherd was with me and we went up the street and we bought the champagne and we brought it back and I started to open the champagne, which was only cold from the bottle shop, not fridge cold. And the thing hit the alarm and the next thing there's all in throughout the hotel, and it was the Langham, the six-star Langham, because they let dogs stay there. And so I've got my head out on the case. It's so beautiful, the hotel, and I'm like, it's all right, it's just opened the champagne. But they had to get the police, the fire people. Still have to come and check it out.
So you're calling out, stand down, everyone. It's not an emergency. We haven't spilt a drop.
No.
It's all good.
Yeah, so that was, yeah.
Because champers is one of your quite favourite tipples.
Well, it is, yes.
On a plane, especially on a plane. I like drinking champagne on a plane.
You feel special, don't you?
It's like you're a jet setter. Even if you're going only an hour or two, I'm like, oh, I'm a jet setter.
There is one champagne on one flight, one airline, that you've got to add orange juice to it.
Oh. Mm, yeah. Have like a Bellini style.
Yes, yes.
Champagne
to get it
and
down.
Orange.
To get it down.
You can't sip it. Because, Nisi, you're a jet setter. You've done a lot of flying.
I have.
And
been very lucky because a lot of the stuff that I've done overseas or whatever has been for work. So I know I'm lucky because people have to save up to get to the places that I've been to.
Of course. Yeah. But you make sure you're someone who relishes life, enjoys the experience.
Yes.
So when you're on board the plane...
I like to keep up the fluids.
Well, they do talk about being hydrated.
Yes, exactly.
Don't they?
Yes. But I have had many a funny time on a flight. I remember I was on a Singapore Airlines flight and the beautiful Singapore girls were... You know, we had the champagne and, of course, I probably drink a little bit faster than most people. And then she got to a stage where I think she thought there's no possible way she can have another champagne. So she said, no more champagne. I think you've had enough, really beautifully. So the next thing, they served the meal and I went, can I have a Scotch and Coke? And she said, yes. I continued. I continued the rest of the way to Singapore on Scotch and Coke. Because the Singaporeans don't drink a lot, so she didn't know that she would have been better leaving me on. No, but the trouble is I am a good drinker and so I'm, you know, very have, you know, no problems really.
You've got a very good capacity.
As that Chinese man said on coming back from, he was Chinese and I forget what airline it was, coming back from Greece, and I'm in the corner of the plane up the back.
Right near the toilet?
No, in the corner seat near the window.
Oh.
Oh, I felt so hemmed in. That's why I got thirsty.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, he's serving the gin and lemonade or soda or whatever it was. And it came down to me at one stage. I think I got out of the seat to ask for another drink and he went, you have great capacity. And then he asked me out.
Oh! And then what did
you... But I didn't go.
Oh, why didn't you go?
Oh, no. My capacity is only for one thing.
Oh, Nisi, I love flying because, as I said...
But have you had any mishaps?
Not so much mishaps. I do get excited and I have a tendency sometimes to be over-excited.
In the middle of this...
What are you about to jump and do?
The party pies!
Speaking of being over-excited, Nisi's catered, as she always loves to do, and she got some party pies. I think they were on special.
Yeah,
they were?
Half price.
Oh, half price, but the use-by date is still okay, isn't it?
Oh, gorgeous.
Oh, good. Okay. So we're going to have some party pies in a moment. But
I'll just put them on the plate because they're a bit hot.
Okay. Some tomato sauce too, I hope, on the side.
Yeah, party pies too.
Oh, wonderful. Cannot wait.
And you know they're out of Gippsland?
Gippsland in Victoria.
Yes.
How wonderful. Well, I've never been to Gippsland, but where I have been, Nisi, on our honeymoon, Petey and I, we flew...
Yes.
Well, this was the honeymoon, but then for our wedding anniversary, we went to New York. I hadn't travelled for so long. It was our 10-year wedding anniversary. I hadn't travelled since we'd had the girls. And Petey surprised me. He treated me he had all of these points saved up from his years on 60 Minutes, and he used them to get us...
First class?
Yeah, first class. First class tickets. I was beside myself with excitement. We get on the plane. I'm in the jammies in about 2 seconds flat. And, it was incredible. And then I sit in the seat and I start moving the seat around, putting it back. asking for another champagne. We hadn't even taken off yet, Niecy. Yep. You would have been proud of me. And Petey's going, Pussycat, can you just calm down a bit?
But that's like a...
and pretend... Well, I think it was more...
That's like trying to stop a tsunami, telling you to settle down and be a little bit quiet.
It is. And, in fact, the problem is... It then makes me want to do more if someone tells me to be quiet or calm down.
You are a bit like that.
I am.
I have noticed.
Yeah, a little stubborn that way. I, Niecy, it was the best flight of all time. I didn't sleep.
Where did you go to?
We went to New York.
New York.
Even though
New York, the seats went
all the way
town.
Down and you had a sheet and a doona and everything, I didn't want to sleep because I didn't want to miss a meal. I didn't want to miss a movie. I didn't want to miss a chocolate. And I loved chatting with the flight attendants.
Yeah,
they gave me
fun.
All the good shopping tips and... Oh, it was the best. So a special cheerio to the flight attendants too,
yes,
Niecy.
They do, and they're fabulous, and sometimes they cop a bit of flack from passengers, and they shouldn't because they do a brilliant job.
They're wonderful. And I can't tell you the number of times that I've flown, Niecy, just sort of locally, and the flight attendants, they know you. They say, oh, I was on a flight with Niecy recently or with Carol, beautiful Carlotta.
Yeah, because she lives at the Gold Coast as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they always make sure they look after me because they know you.
Oh, rubbish, they'd look after you anyway. I was thinking about an Etihad flight that I took.
An Etihad one?
Etihad, is it? What did I call it? Etihad.
You kind of went...
Yeah, one of those ETH ones. And I ended up... I was in business, which was wonderful, and I was... at the bar, and you know how the girls serve and they've got those beautiful red hats with the...
Oh, Emirates, that's
Emirates. Is it?
And there's a bar on the plane.
Yes.
Oh, Niecy, you would have moved.
No, I put the hat on and served everybody. I've got a photo of me in the hat. We shall find it and we can put it on.
Oh, I love it. But did you serve party pies though?
No, they didn't have any party pies.
Oh, because you do like to hand a savoury around or make sure everyone has a drink and is refreshed.
Yeah, you got to. It makes people at ease.
It does, but...
And besides that, I don't have to stop and talk to anybody.
Well, yeah, you can keep moving that way. You were telling me, though, Niecy, about something you read recently about quite a high-flying businesswoman.
Oh, this businesswoman, she's head of a billion-dollar company, and it was in the paper, and her advice to... any woman in a boardroom with a lot of men is that even if you're dying of thirst, do not pour a glass of water. She said, because then it makes you feel feminine and you're the woman and you're subservient and everything else. I would, that is the worst bit of advice you could ever give me because the first thing I want to do, if there's an empty glass and a thing of water, I'll fill it. I'll ask them if they want coffee and would you like a muffin with that?
Yes, please.
And then turn around and go, now about the contract. Got no qualms about doing that. And so that, for really strong women, I suppose that's a, you know, good advice, but not for normal people. It's not good.
I don't think it's great advice.
No.
Full stop. What's wrong with having a drink of water if you're thirsty?
No, and it's not that. It's just you really want it. I don't mind looking after people because I don't care what they think. It makes me feel good and I know basically 99% of people would feel nice because you've bothered.
Of course, and thoughtful. I never get a chance to go to many meetings and I do get excited if there is a muffin at a meeting. I do,
yeah.
A muffin.
I've seen your eyes light up.
Yes, or a croissant or something. Having worked in media for so long, you don't have meetings.
No.
So if there is ever a meeting, I think, fantastic, bring on the muffins, bring on the water, the coffee, whatever
everything.
It is.
And if that woman's listening with your $1 billion, send a bit here for my advice.
No, you're a good saver. You don't need that $1 billion, Niecy. It also, I think, comes down to, we talk about this quite a bit, you and I, people being kind and thoughtful
yes.
to one another.
Yep.
That's not a sign of weakness.
I don't think.
I think it's a sign of strength.
But she painted it as though it was, and that's why I was a bit disappointed that somebody, you know, There's enough ranting and raving, but don't go thirsty.
No. Oh,
there's
no.
There's a glass here and a water in a jug. You have it.
Yes, if you want it, you have it. Mm. If you want to laugh out loud listening to our podcast, you go for it.
Yeah, on
if
the train.
If you're on the train now.
On the plane.
Wherever you are.
Yeah.
Trains, planes, automobiles. Go, woohoo. There was another listener who also sent me a message, Niecy, saying that when she has to turn the speakers down in her car sometimes because of our loud laughter.
Oh.
Yeah, and she gets funny looks at the traffic lights from people. I say ignore it. Turn it up loud.
We'd be worse than rap music.
Well, it's a much, I think, the sound of our laughter, the sound of our dulcet tones is
yes.
far more relaxing.
Dulcet is not a word that has been used about me.
Oh?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, more like a foghorn. See, I used to sing like I was a Vestal Virgin.
A Vestal Virgin?
You know,
what?
With those,
I know. Were they?
Hey, hey, Paula. I was right up there. Now when I sing, it sounds like an artillery tank. It's lowered a bit.
But that's life experience. I don't understand, though, why if you were a Vestal Virgin, you'd sing high. If you were a boy...
Don't you know what a Vestal Virgin is?
No.
They're the ones in the little flimsy little like toga things.
But why does that mean you'd sing in a high voice?
Because they're virgins.
But if you, why would you have a high voice if you're a virgin? I don't understand.
If you're a virgin listening in now, could you get in touch with Jess and tell her?
I don't understand, though.
It's just an innocence.
Oh, an innocence and maybe a ladylikeness. Is that what you mean? And, yes, and they had... Do they have vessels, the Vestal Virgins?
No vessels. That's the Roman orgy you're thinking of. Orgy. Orgy. What is it? Orgy or orgy?
No, it's an orgy.
Oh, is it? Well, then that's
an
what...
An orgy?
I don't know what it is.
No, it's an orgy.
I wasn't there. Although most would argue the point that I didn't give up out the savouries at the first Roman orgy.
With grapes, you did some, like, you draped grapes into people's mouths and all of that. Oh, goodness. Because they had, this is probably quite disgusting.
I know what you're going to say.
Sorry, listeners. The vomitariums. Oh.
Yuck.
Yeah. That's, oh, anyway, we could move on from that, couldn't
then,
we?
Weren't they?
Oh, goodness me. I've also, Niecy, had a busy week since I've last seen you.
You've been all over the place.
I've been all over the shop. I've also been at my daughter's athletics carnival.
How quiet were you at
Well,
that? Did you get away with it?
Almost. I had to arrive.
You know what that means.
I had to arrive separately. Not surprisingly, I was dressed in blue, though, because my daughters are in the blue team. So I have blue earrings, still got my
blue hair,
blue
it's
top,
faded,
blue
though,
jacket.
Listeners, it's faded to a sort of like...
A silver?
It's almost...
what would you call it?
A Dame Edna colour.
No, don't say that. Petey will go, see, I told you, pussycat.
No, it's much
soft.
Paler. Yeah,
yeah,
it is. Lovely.
Like, oh, thanks, Niecy. So I went to the carnival... Arrived separately, was under strict instructions.
No yelling.
No yelling, no cheering, no standing too close to the sidelines. And I did obey until the very end. When Allegra was doing a high jump, which she came first in, I'll be a proud mother, I was sitting like hiding behind where the judge's table was. I was so
Where
good.
The judge's table was.
Yes,
that's where you were hiding.
Yes, behind though, on the grass. So she couldn't see me, but I was there so quiet. Wasn't until the 200 metres, and she couldn't hear me, where I got up cheering, go, go, clapping. There was a woman next to me who had a megaphone and I borrowed her megaphone.
Oh, no.
But no, Allegra didn't know, though.
Are you sure?
I'm sure, because I said, oh, I'm so proud of you. And she said, I didn't hear you. I said, that's so good. I said I was cheering, but I wasn't too loud.
Well,
it was
do you
great.
Cheer for everybody or just
Yes,
her?
I do.
Oh,
I
well,
cheer
that's
for...
That's a big difference.
Of course. I think that's important.
You're not one-eyed.
No. And a lot of actually some of the other parents were getting annoyed with me because we were trying to... They were having conversations and then I go, go, yay, yay, go, go, to whoever was going across the finish line. And also when you see as well those little darlings who... aren't necessarily great at sport, but they're participating.
And they're giving it their all.
Yes, yeah. So that's where I'd be, go, yay, yes. Fantastic.
You'd be the one there. Remember that guy that did the marathon at the Olympics and he came in days later? And there was one person there to greet him. That would be you.
Of course, you'd be waiting for the only one person.
One person. Where but he came in days later.
So what? You'd think he'd have.
It was the marathon. It's supposed to be run in 8 hours, not 56.
But you still think there'd be one person?
No, there was
more than one person who would love him.
No, they just one. They did a movie on. I can't remember. It was called Marathon Man, I think.
Ah, what about too? Just picking up on the marathon runners. Recently, there was that picture of that man who collapsed and no one went to help him. Remember, was it in the Commonwealth Games, Nisi? And I remember just thinking, why has no one gone over? He'd almost finished the race.
The thing is, if somebody had touched him, he's automatically disqualified. So if it had, if he had it in him to actually finish, after the finish line you can touch people, but if they, no touching before the finish line. Finish line.
But when do you, how long do you wait for the person before you then could go and touch them if they're in trouble? If they're blue.
If they turn blue. Oh. Then go. No, but that's true. They get disqualified. So that's probably what people were thinking, that maybe you'll get another little bit of a boost. And get past. Oh, I know.
Or what about there could be someone with a megaphone or a horn like blowing it at them and they have to put their hand up to say, I'm going to get up, or if they don't, then you're able to go over.
Yes.
There should be something like that.
Some rule. The Jessica Rowe rule.
The other rule that breaks my heart, Nisi, is the walkers. You know when you see the walkers?
And then the person
and
their
comes
hips
up.
Are rotating. Oh. You think it's going to come off. It's going to come off any second now. Oh, I can see you in 20 years, darling. You'll have the titanium going off, you know, where you are at the airport, yes. Where you go through security. It'll be on bing! the little hips, and then when they're disqualified because they do the wrong move.
Isn't that terrible?
Oh, yes, yes,
you see,
yes.
I think that's mean, and they go up and put the card in their face. I think, why can't you just let
them? You just got to be careful when you're in a walking race and you break out into a trot.
It would be, wouldn't it be, so frustrating.
Yeah, because
You'd want to come on.
It's like when they get disqualified when the gun goes off and they do it a couple of times and then they go, you're up.
Anticipation. But again...
It'd be no good.
Yeah, you wouldn't be good. No. Why? You'd be a good anticipator,
no.
Aren't you?
No, I don't think so.
Why not?
Well, I don't know. You haven't figured it out yet. I haven't thought about that. Do I wait in anticipation? No, I do not.
You just go.
Yes.
You go.
Yes, I'm a...
A bull in a china shop.
No. I'm instant gratification, one of those.
No, you are not.
Yes, I am. If I'm thirsty, like now, I'm having a drink. There you go. Don't care whether I'm in the boardroom or on the podcast.
In that regard, to have a sip of it, you drink, yes, but you're not instant gratification when it comes to material items.
Oh, no, I can wait.
You can wait, and you're very good at that.
Yes.
I can't wait.
No, we've talked. I know we've talked about this before.
Yes.
I'm not sure whether it was on the Studio 10 or whatever. But no, I can see something I like in a shop, like
and
it might be
wait.
A homeware
and
or
watch
a jumper
it go
or something,
down.
And then I wait for the sales and I go back. And if it's not there, I wasn't meant to have it.
Oh no! Again, I'm like, yep, I'm going to go for that. I recently, though, bought, because there's great sales at the moment.
I know.
Oh, my goodness. And online too. You know, I'm a bit of an online
That's
shopper.
That's why David Jones is going out of business, because you're shopping online.
Well, I do go into the DJ store as well.
Yeah.
I sort of look around. But I did buy a bikini online.
Excuse me. This is the woman that can go into a swimwear shop anything and just go, I'll have a size 8, thank you, and the pants slip on
no.
to the slim hips
no.
and then the top goes on and it sits beautifully and that and she'll look at, and the back view when she, you know how we mortals go in and there's all those mirrors, one in the front, two at the side, one at the back, and you get the back view. No, she doesn't have that.
Niecy, you do thank not. You. I do too. I do. I hate those mirrors. I think there would be a fortune if someone could design flattering change room lighting and mirrors. I've got stretch marks and cellulite on my bottom and thighs, and I bought this cosy online thinking it would fit. Didn't
and it
fit.
Didn't.
Couldn't fit it over my bottom. And I had a Bricky's bum.
Was it a Bricky's bum?
What's
a Bricky's bum? That's
when my crevice, or is it
crevice? Oh, crevice. So stick with crevice. Don't go anywhere else.
My bottom crack was hanging.
You went there. You went there.
Was hanging out the top. Like,
that's no good. That was a terrible. Size 6.
No, it wasn't. It was a medium. It was a medium, and I ordered it recently on sale. I thought, fantastic.
Can you take them back when you do them online?
I think so, because the safety, what do you call it, the plastic safety.
Yes, the hygienic bits were still attached.
That was still attached. And I did still have other underpants on when I tried it on.
Oh, right.
But, you know, I was very disappointed. The cossies these days, Niecy, they're getting smaller and smaller.
Oh, are they? Tell me. Who's gone up 2 sizes in a pair of pants, let alone a bikini?
You'd look good in a bikini.
If you crocheted me a bikini, you'd run out of wool.
Oh, nonsense. Nonsense.
Bikini,
yes,
no.
You'd look
way.
No. What about in a boy leg bikini, Niecy?
No way. I don't
Why
even
not?
Look good in a full in a maternity pair of bathers.
I don't believe that for a moment, because you have fabulous legs.
Yeah,
amazing
they
legs.
Stop my bum from fraying.
No.
They've actually gone a bit floppy in the last
Where?
Year.
You see, you don't have cellulite on your bottom, do you? Or legs?
I haven't seen it.
But if you look next time, if you're
I'm
one
not
of those
looking.
Change rooms.
I don't want to look.
Why not?
Oh, no. Depression? That could be a big part of it.
You know what, Niecy? I don't reckon you do, because when we've shared a dressing room.
You've been having a sneaky peek. Have you? Goodness
Maybe a little
me.
Peek.
Listeners, I'm surprised.
Not a sneaky peek, but just an observation.
Oh, God.
And you do not have cellulite or stretch
no,
marks.
No, I think as you get older, it's not a pretty sight. It'd frighten the horses.
No, it would not frighten the horses. And you have a great bust. We've spoken about your bust in the past.
That's dropped a bit too.
Dropped?
Yeah.
Well, that's why, because you keep taking your bra off.
Yeah,
see, look, you've got it
right.
off now.
Yeah, I'm home. Well, nearly home. I'm at the Meriton.
And we're talking, so, you know, we are home, Niecy.
Yeah.
Whenever I'm with you, it feels like home.
Yeah. Home, home on the range.
Now.
Where the deer and the antelope play and seldom
I
is
don't
heard.
Know any other words.
Because I keep coming up with all these old songs and you never heard them.
But I was swaying. I'm swaying in anticipation with you. Also, what I have been doing, Niecy, since I've sort of changed my routine and things, I did the athletics carnival. The party
gotta go and get
pies.
The party pies are out. I've got to go for the pizza.
Oh, the pizza. Hey, what's happened to the... I thought for a minute. When did you whip up the pizza?
Oh, I got it yesterday in a place.
Was the pizza on sale as well?
It was happy hour. It was only
$10. Happy hour? Oh,
Niecy. Oh, I'm flying.
You're amazing.
Flying,
oh,
man.
It's so great. Well, being
it's
home.
It's a place in Westfield.
In Westfield?
Yeah.
They have incredible shops, don't they?
They do. Well, I'm only interested in the food ones.
Oh, and bargains. You do a bit of a bargain.
Yeah, but their sales are down, you know, like 1,000 down to 500. Mm. My good sales are 20 down to 12.
Or what about 20 down to 2 or something? You got a very cute little ceramic recently, a puppy dog.
For $5.
Yes, and what was that reduced from? Some
that was
big
down
price.
From $16.95.
I thought it was more than that.
No, $16.95.
Maybe it was the vase.
Yeah.
The pot. That was even
See,
more.
Remember when I left Gippsland, I sold everything. But that was really just an excuse to go out and buy all the new stuff. I'm nearly finished, though. I am nearly finished.
I don't believe it.
I won't be in your stores soon.
I don't believe it. What I adore, though, Niecy, is I remember you said to me early on when we first met, when you'd sort of sold all your bits and pieces, you said, now I've got this new house that I'm building. I'm not going to collect kitsch or any of those sorts of items.
Oh, I've been so good.
Excuse me, what about your hamburger stalls?
Oh, that's the only two things, though, sweet corn that's got a big bite out of it. There are stools. And I actually saw them in the paper up here in Sydney and they were there and I thought, oh, I have to get them. Yeah, I've got those. But I've been really, really good. I have. I look at stuff and put it down.
You do? Well,
I am. I'm a good girl.
Yeah.
No, I've been really good. I've tried to keep it really
disciplined.
Yeah.
Do you have, what about Tupperwares and lunchboxes and things? Do you have those sorts of things?
Not when
away.
Not when they start to discolour, they go out.
Oh, what do you call got a their discoloration, Niecy?
Sometimes they get little white spots on the plastic.
Oh.
Then it goes out. Or it might have a stain in from spaghetti sauce.
Yes.
Goes out then.
Mm. I think with the Tupperwares and containers, it's like the lid or the bottom goes where the other socks are. You know how you always only have one sock? And with Tupperwares, you only have one part of it.
You're washing your Tupperware in the washing machine? Is that what you're telling me?
Probably didn't explain it very well. What I mean is, you know how you always, you can never find a pair of socks?
Oh, did you see that machine? They took a machine apart and it was eating the socks.
No way.
That's where all the socks were.
What machine?
Some washing machine, they undid the thing and the socks were all in the bottom.
Oh.
So that's, you could do that at home or maybe not get
no,
paid to do
I
it.
No, I think that could be quite dangerous. So you never find a pair of socks the same way you never, with a Tupperware or a lunchbox, have the lid and the both parts of it.
I don't know how you do that.
Oh,
no, I
surely
don't.
I'm
no,
not the
don't
only
you,
one.
Don't you wash them in the dishwasher?
Wash them in the dishwasher.
And then they come out of the dishwasher, there's a top and a bottom.
Mm-hmm.
So do you not put those together and then... One after the other, you have a thing of a whole lot of lids and then you have all the bottom things and they're all...
No, I don't. I try. What I've tried to do in the past is put the top with the bottom, but then they won't all fit in the drawer.
No, because you've got to... Oh.
So then they won't all fit.
I've got a headache. I've got to go now.
Or fit.
They will if you do them medium, little size, small, medium, large bottoms, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the lids you do all together and they're just one on top of the other. And then you have those one side, then the others, and you match them up when you need to put something in them.
Oh, see, yeah. That gives me a headache, that thought.
Well, we're even. And now with a tear in either eye, I have to say goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
From one thin lady.
And one fat lady.
Denise Drysdale
and Jessica Rowe.
One fat lady and one thin lady.